Back here on ESPN Central Texas, just after 12:30, and we're now joined on the phone lines by John McClain of the Houston Chronicle. You can find on Twitter at McClain_on_NFL. And John, we do appreciate the time. As always, the Texans on the bye week after a big win last week. And was the timing good for the Texans in terms of getting this little bit of a break in action?
Coaches always want it from the mid-season on. You don't want it early in the season. The Texans have won two in a row and four of five. They'll come out of the bye week in the best shape they've been in since early in the season. The five offensive linemen they want on the field will be together for a fourth time, and they're 3-0 in the games in which they've had their five starters. They also, Deshaun Watson in the last five games, only been sacked seven times, and this seems hard to believe, but 10 teams have given up more sacks than the Texans. They're fifth in rushing. They're third in offense, and Watson's got good backs, good receivers, good tight ends, and the key will be how good they are. It's based on their defense. But to go 3-1 over the last four games with the players they've been playing in the secondary, including people like they signed from other teams' practice squad, is miraculous. And coming out of the bye week, they should have four defensive backs back and have seven that they can count on, and that would be good because the next three games are the most treacherous of the season. They play at Baltimore, then they host Indianapolis in a Thursday night nationally televised game, and then the following Sunday, 10 days later, they host the Patriots in a nationally televised Sunday game. So Thursday and Sunday, nationally televised games against the Colts and the Patriots after the trip to Baltimore. Those three teams are 19-6. Baltimore and New England are in first place. Colts are playing Miami Sunday. So after that game, they'll be tied with the Texans for first place. So if they could get through this next stretch by winning two of three, they'd have a good chance to win a first-round bye for the first time in history and maybe even have the second-best record because their last four games are Denver here, at Tennessee, at Tampa, and Tennessee here.
The Texans' last game was against Jacksonville. It was in London, John, and there was a report that came out about the Chargers possibly being a team that could go to London. I don't really worry about the team, but do you think at some point a team will end up being in London full-time?
First of all, the Chargers aren't going to London, and the Texans are not going to the AFC West, as that story suggested. Somebody got some bad information. It doesn't mean people are not kicking it around, but people who count, no. There's no way that's happening. They will not have a team in London until they can get there quicker. When they first started talking about playing preseason games in London, before they did, the Concorde, which was super expensive, could get you from New York to London in 3 hours. And our flight from Houston was 8.5 going, 10 coming back because of headwinds. And little logistical issues like teams every Tuesday bring in 5 to 10 players from tryouts. So is anybody on the West Coast going to fly all night, get to London, go to a facility, and then all of a sudden you're supposed to run a 40 and impress them? What free agents would want to go there and pay their taxes, which are 50 to 60%? London's got like 15 million people, and it's more spread out than New York. And even though they have a great subway system, the traffic is awful. And it's a great city with a great fan base, two great stadiums that could be used, but it makes no sense. And I'll give you an example. What if the Raiders were hosting the Texans in the last game of the season, and that game was played at 3:25 Central, and the winner went to London for the wild card game? So say the Raiders win, then they got to get a bigger plane, and they got to fly to London from Oakland and then play a game on a short week, not a short week, but play a game in the next round on the next weekend. Then if they won, what if the Raiders had to fly all the way back? I said Oakland, Vegas. They had to fly all the way back to L.A. for the divisional round and play the Chargers. Now, is the NFL going to force anybody to do that? No. They're not. And even though the teams over there would make a whole lot more money because they pay more, the stadiums are bigger. But just because they put teams there doesn't mean the fans would buy the tickets as passionately as they do now. All four games are sold out. The Wembley Stadium was great. I wish everybody could be there. Fans were fantastic. And I really enjoyed that part. But the thing about getting people back and forth and living there and trying to get free agents to go there, no. Until we get supersonic transport to where you can get there quicker, it'll never happen.
John, were you surprised at all that Jacksonville is switching back to Nick Foles now that he's healthy and benching Gardner Minshew?
No, because I was told last week if they lost and he didn't play well, he was going to be benched, and he didn't play well. Texans had a great game plan for him. They just beat up the Jaguars 26-3. The Texans had so many fans there. I was doing a pregame show on the Texans radio network when the Jaguars came on the field, and they said, "Is that the Texans running on the field?" Because that's supposed to be Jacksonville's home stadium. And I said, no, that's the Jaguars going out there. And the fans are booing them like crazy. And so we expected it to be Foles. Because I don't know if the Texans beat Minshew two times, and he scored one touchdown in those two games. And it's probably a bad team for him to be playing, trying to keep his job. If they won a third game in a row, there's no way they could have benched him.
John McClain of the Houston Chronicle joining us here on ESPN Central Texas. John, Raiders win last night over the Chargers, and after all of the drama with Antonio Brown and just all the craziness of the beginning of the season, what have you thought about the job John Gruden and company have done with Oakland so far?
It reminds me now, we're a long way away from knowing about these trades. One year last year where everybody blasted Gruden for making the Khalil Mack trade. Now the Bears are terrible and the Raiders are 5-4. Next year and the year after might be totally different. But right now, Gruden deserves a lot of credit for the moves he made. Everything was designed for next year in Las Vegas, and it's almost like they're a little better ahead of time. I want the Raiders to win the division so bad because I think the Texans are going to win the division, which means the Texans would be playing in Vegas next year. And who wouldn't want a free trip to Vegas, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I know that's right. John, do you think that the Jets and Adam Gase are going to be a long-time relationship? Do you think he's more than a one-and-done guy?
I think he'll be a two and done guy. I've never been impressed with Adam Gase. He had one good season at Miami. He made his reputation coaching Peyton Manning. I mean, David Smoke could coach. No, Paul Catalina. David might not be, but Paul Catalina could coach Peyton Manning. And I just don't get it. And the most obvious one and done is going to be Freddie Kitchens in Cleveland unless they turn around in a hurry. And I think even if they turn around, he could be one and done. Gase could be. I don't think they will because they have a new GM. I think that new GM, Joe Douglas, will give him another season. But, man, what a disappointment. They're playing the Giants. Has there ever been less interest in a Giants-Jets game that they play every 4 years? I cannot remember it.
John McClain here with us on ESPN Central Texas. Cowboys get the Vikings this weekend. John, Cowboys had a nice showing last week. What do you think of Dallas at this stage of the game?
Well, first of all, they struggled for a while. I know all Cowboy fans knew they were going to win, but the Giants were a little too close for a while. Then they blew them out. It helps that they're getting there, that their offensive line is back healthy. And I think they're going to beat the Eagles. I'm sorry. They're going to beat the Vikings. They got one more with the Eagles. They're going to win that division. First time a team's repeated since the early 2000s, I believe. And I think they're going to do it. They'll get a game at home, and hopefully they'll win. And maybe I don't think with San Francisco and New Orleans, the Cowboys will get more than one game at home. Then they'll have to go on the road. But you know what? That should be enough to get Jason Garrett an extension.
Of course it. Of course,
Lincoln Riley calls Jerry Jones right. And says, "I'm ready."
Yeah, exactly.
John, what do you think of the matchup for Monday Night Football? We talked about the Cowboys and Vikings Sunday Night Football, but Monday Night Football is going to be Seattle and San Francisco. That's a good race in the NFC West. What do you think about that game?
Very seldom do we get good Sunday and Monday games. Now we've got back-to-back. Cowboys and Vikings are not as good as the 49ers, at least on paper, and their records. So I think that'll be a good one. I picked the Cowboys to win. I picked Seattle because somebody's going to beat the 49ers. I don't know if it'll be the Rams, if it'll be a game outside the division. Niners, of course, are playing an easy schedule, but this is nothing easy about Russell Wilson, who's thrown one interception, is the leading candidate for MVP. And if they win this game, that would just about cement his MVP award. So I'm picking the Seahawks to win it. And if they don't and the Niners win, where are they going to lose?
Right.
Good question.
Right.
John, before we let you go, Baylor undefeated still and sitting there right on the verge of the top 10 in most of the polls. They get TCU, their arch rival, tomorrow in Fort Worth at 11 a.m. TCU's got quarterback questions, but as I've been saying all week, you know what? They've won a lot of different ways against Baylor here recently. It hasn't always been the quarterback. So your thoughts on the Bears at this stage at 8-0 and with TCU coming up tomorrow?
I believe they haven't beaten the Frogs since 14. I would rather them beat TCU and Gary Patterson right now than any other team, including Texas. Oklahoma, of course, because Oklahoma is the chief rival, but I want them to beat the Frogs. I stayed up till 3:30 a.m. in London watching them play West Virginia on my computer, hoping that they would build up a big lead so that I could collapse. And they didn't, so I stayed up till the end. Then I had to get up real early and go work. I was a zombie the rest of the day, but it was good because they wanted to keep that unbeaten record intact. I think they're going to beat TCU, and I can't wait to watch it. And good luck to the Bears, and sick 'em.